This is Iron Geek with another episode of Trot Radio. I was playing around with what idea I should use for my next Trot episode, and I decided to make it on a canonical list of things you can do at a security con when you're bored out of your mind. Now, I'm not actually recommending you do any things, and more than likely it would get you kicked out of any security conference you go to if you actually get caught doing such a thing. It's just an amusing list of the folks at AntiOnline and BenRev.com who helped me come up with. Now, so far I've only been to one real HackerCon, and that was Freaknik 9 a while back, but I have been to a few different security conferences, and one of the distinct problems with these is you have a lot of managerial types who want to seem like they care about security, so they show up, but since they're the kind of people being catered to, most of the speeches given aren't very technical, and basically it's over and over again statistics saying this many machines were cracked into this year, and then possibly a little bit about this is how they did it, and mostly security awareness stuff and telling people how they should care about security. Well, if people didn't care about security, they wouldn't have showed up at the conference in the first place. But still, your boss wants you to go to this conference, and while you're sitting there bored in your seat, you can think of these things to amuse you. But of course you don't want to do any of them, because that would be wrong. And here starts our list. 1. Categorize the attendees. Kind of like Spot the Fed at DEF CON. Sorry, but many times stereotypes hold a truth of some sort. Here are a few of the main categories you'll look for. Managerial types who are just there to look like they care about security. Bored techies that are there because their boss wanted them to be. Hackers who want to learn more about the subjects and are hoping for some technical content. They may or may not find it there. You can also play Spot the Fed, Right Hat, Black Hat, Gray Hat, and so forth, depending on what you might see on the screen while you're shoulder surfing. 2, play sniffer games. Lots of conferences provide free Wi-Fi for the attendees. See what traffic's out in the LAN using Etheril. Snuff HTTP traffic and see what web pages other attendees are looking at. You can also view pictures and so forth with DriftNet and similar applications. Sniff other folks' passwords using Etocap, dsniff, or Kane. Not to do anything with them, per se, but just for the hell of it. It's amusing to see all these folks at a security conference using unsecured protocols. 3, spot others playing sniffer games. You'll see quite a few. Remember a while back I was at a particular conference and I shoulder surfed around and saw people running Etheril and the like. When you find someone like this, 4, ask them if they found anything cool. 5, scan the network with MAP to see what's out there. Most machines you're probably going to find are Windows laptops. Might find an occasional Mac and Linux box. Just see what ports open if someone's running a web server off the laptop at the conference. Might be interesting to see what's on it. 6. Try to own the presentation machine. This will definitely get you kicked out, but I can imagine it'd be very, very amusing. Net message the presenter's computer. You know, the old net send from the command prompt in Windows. However, since most people have messenger service turned off nowadays, that's not as easy to do as it once was. 8. Deathmatch video games with other bored techie attendants. If you don't have any proper games on your system to play, just download something like Jailtron and have a little Light Cycles game right there on the LAN. It's a lot of fun. 9, put up another WAP with a provocative SID, something like Damn My Anus Hurts or anything else that might get attention while people are looking for open wireless networks to connect to. Somebody would most likely attach to it by mistake. 10, make paper airplanes out of the pamphlets and other handouts that were handed out and fly them through the lecture hall. Since they're made out of heavy paper with a nice little glossy finish, you can fold them up into a nice paper airplane and cruise them for a long distance. 11, run an application like Airpone or my own Etocap script and inject lemonparty.jpg into everybody's web traffic. Look around for the disgusted and shocked expressions on other people's faces. If you get caught, just tell everybody that you are celebrating diversity. Number 12. Try bluejacking your fellow attendees, or blue snarfing them. Do a quick Google search for what bluejacking and blue snarfing is. Basically, it's manipulation of Bluetooth devices, which should be fairly benevolent considering you're at a conference full of techies, or at least theoretically techies. In reality, it seems that people that really have the money to buy the really cool, nifty tech toys are the managerial types with delusions of grandeur. Then again, maybe I'm just bitter because I'm poor. Number 13. Use a program like SoftPerfect's NetScan or perhaps Legion to scan for open file shares out there on the network. It might be interesting to see what managerial types out there have, let's say, interesting pictures of their wives or girlfriends on the hard drive sitting out there where anybody can get to them. And finally, number 14, try not to get caught doing any of this crap. All these things I just mentioned, I only said for your personal amusement. You should not ever, ever try them at a conference. You most likely will get in trouble. But while we're on the subject of conferences, I want to mention that Nauticon is coming up, and RiskFree and myself are working on a little brochure to hand out on how to keep yourself more secure while using a HackerCon's wireless network. Take a gander at it if you see us. We might have copies with us, or hopefully they'll be on a table someplace at Nauticon. Have a great day, and I hope to see you at a conference sometime soon. Our exit music is Manilow Camp's Gangbang. Enjoy.